Let's see. That usually has the sense, not so much of people who don't have a lot of means or even education, but it usually has the sense of people who don't even have a sense of, who don't have a sense of, say, personal integrity or cleanliness or order.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds awfully Prussian, I admit, but it's got more of that sense rather than one's financial or educational
mm-hmm.
level. For in my...
Is there any other term for that? Would redneck mean anything to you?
Well, see that, yeah, it does mean something to me, but it's got nothing to do with, again, it's like bourgeois or WASP, it's a mentality. I use that term. I mean, I speak of redneck people or redneck person to mean one who seems politically arch-conservative and
mm-hmm.
knee-jerk militarist, intolerant of, highly and vocally intolerant, and perhaps even actively intolerant of others who are not of his own disposition, usually associated with people in rural
mm-hmm.
communities.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, prone to physical violence.
Oh,
more easily
yeah.
prone to physical violence. In the sense of, if you come on my property, I'll blow your head off or something
yeah.
like that. But again, that is a mindset for me, the way I use it. I use it of people whose hair is long enough such that their neck is surely not red. I mean, I've used it, it's not... Right.
No, I know what you mean.
Right.
Does the term cracker mean anything to you?
Other than something one eats with cheese, no.
All right. Did you never heard of a Georgia cracker or a Florida cracker? Those are the two states where it's most often.
Only thing I've ever heard of before I came here was a Georgia peach.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, pretty good.
Not cracker. Atlanta's minor league baseball team used to be the Atlanta Crackers. Some years ago. Okay. Would the blacks use this term poor whites? Would they have any other terms for these very...
I don't know. I just don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Okay. What would you call a person from the country who doesn't get to town often and it's obvious that he's from the country?
Oh, you might say a bumpkin or the term hick is used. Hick, bumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Hoosier?
Well, I suppose the term Hoosier means somebody from the state of Indiana, doesn't it?
All right.
All right.
Do you know what that sort of person might say about himself? He might say, I'm just an old...
Country boy.
Yeah.
A country boy.
Mm-hmm. Gets most of those, I think. You wouldn't use hillbilly?
Oh. I would use that term for somebody from the hills or the mountains of Arkansas or Tennessee.
Mm.
A mountain. I use it all in the sense of a mountain man. Mountain family, usually meaning poor, rural poor, and uneducated.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it, please?
Hillbilly.
Thank you.
Ah.
Okay, now to get to some other nationalities. Well, first of all, what would your nationality be?
Shucks, man, I'm a Texan. My nationality, an American.
There was a record I was transcribing once. It was an old black lady, and the field worker could not get her to say anything but Texan for nationality. She just kept over and over it.
Well, of course.
Okay, now, what did you say? I'm sorry.
No, I said, yes, I was an American.
All right. And then, do you have any names for Germans?
Again, you mean slang and derogatory?
And or derogatory.
Do I know any? No, I know the term Krauts
mm-hmm.
and Bush, which is French. Very harsh. Le Bush comes from the war. The Krauts.